piece of Nefilas HaTzadik. So we're going to take it up from here. Daf Kuv Zayin, left-hand column. Vayetzi Yankiv Be'er Shava Vayelech Harano. Pirsh Rashi. Kimoto L'Choron Yoiv Dati L'Meheder. When Yankiv Avinu reached Choron, so Yoiv Dati L'Meheder, he placed his mind to go back. Miyad Kovtzalei Ha'aretz. So immediately, he had what we call in modern terminology, we call it Kvitzas HaDerech. But here, Kovtzalei Ha'aretz, Chazal explained, means that the land moved beneath him. Vezeo Vayivga Bamokim. He came suddenly upon the place because the... this is Vayif Gavamokim, is he wasn't planning on this. He wanted to go back. And what ended up happening was that that he found himself back in Haramiria. Okay. Zukdamar 9. Hine Noida. It is known. Kimasha tzadik ho'ivid Hashem Yizborach. Baruchu. Al yedei achius v'hamoichin. The fact that the tzadik serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the inspiration Shenoisnim Loim Elamayla. So he uses two words here, Chiyus and Meichin. Chiyus and Meichin means the energy source. And Meichin is the intellect that he's gifted from above. Ki kol chad lefum shiurei. Every human being, according to his intellectual capacity, Shiyuchel ahasig mitzias hakel yizbarach, to the degree that a person is able to understand the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach mistzamtzem kavyochel alukusi yizborach etzle. To that degree, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow himself to be found with him? Meaning as follows. You find this a lot in the works of the Baal HaTanya in the Likutei Torah and Torah Or, that the fact is that nothing can exist. And we talked about this in last week's piece of Mar Naim, that nothing can exist without HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustaining it moment by moment. The problem is that most of us don't perceive the world in its godly form. We perceive the world in its physical form. Amen. So, as a result, to the degree that we're in tune with the Gashmias of everything, to the degree that that's how we see things, to that degree, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to us on that level. The more we're in tune with the godliness of things, to that degree, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually reveal himself. It's the same way when we deal with Hashgacha Pratis. When a person is in tune with the fact that Hashgacha runs everything, you end up seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam at every turn. When we're in the dark, so that's how a term like coincidental could come into being. When a person just has no appreciation for the Hashgach. So to the degree that a person, and to a large degree, again, he's saying here that this is an intellectual exercise because this isn't something which is just skin deep. There's a much deeper understanding of existence that we have the ability to comprehend. The human mind has the ability to comprehend a much more exquisite, deeper understanding of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains all things. Now, v'yachekach. So let's say a person gains a certain level of insight of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sustaining the world. Okay? Let's say a person matures and they come to a deeper level. They perceive, let's say, that there's four Olamos and that the Ribbono Shel Olam conceals himself step after step and so on. A person gains some insight into it. Then, kishoylech b'zeh amadregas man ma'a. After the person is coasting for a certain period of time on a certain level, is mistalkin min atzadik p'chines elikus shenistam temetzle. What happens is that the Ribbono Shel Olam removes that level of godliness that the person was able to experience. Hashem takes it away. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to the person on any level is all of a sudden the person finds themselves in total darkness. Why? The purpose is that a person uses the darkness to come to a greater insight. He's going to have to strive and yearn to take hold of the Ribbono Shel Olam once again. That's going to require greater effort, and the person will come to deeper insight. And he explains why. Because as long as the person is still at their first level, is any yochel lover the madrega yosigdol, they're never going to come to a greater insight. Because that level of understanding is at that point enclosed in them. Umachmes rigilosoi, because of the concept of rigilus, which means a person has become accustomed to their madrega where they're at. Umachmes rigilosoi, and eroy shum b'china acher shalamanimen, the person actually doesn't even believe that there could be a deeper insight. Very fascinating insight into human nature. Every one of us walks around thinking that we've got it, and that the level of godliness that we perceive is all there is, that anybody who's acting like they really understand anything more is really just deceiving themselves. So everybody walks around with sort of a comfort zone that this is really where it's at. And were it not for the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam takes the person and throws them into this quandary, throws them into this darkness, the person would never go looking for anything else. Machmas sheteva hahergel, because the nature of being accustomed to something, moishchai will drag the person, lases kefi hahergel. It's just going to, people will go on just based upon what they're comfortable with. It's a comfort zone. When the Ribbono Shel Olam takes away that level, that the person was at, the Erlich Yid is not going to be able to stay without the Ribbono Shel Olam, so he's going to go looking and searching and yearning, because once a person has experienced any touch of godliness, they can't live without it. So for sure, the Erlich Yid is going to go looking for further insight. Is maschil lihischazek me'oid. The person will go and deliberately put forth a tremendous effort. Mach mashenofal me'madrigose, because they have fallen from their level. Umach mas hischazkes hagodol shumis oire me'oid, because the person feels themselves so distant and they feel like they need to put forth such a strong effort to get back some level of appreciation, of attachment to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So they're going to put forth a big push of energy to get back where they were at. Shum is oyer mioid is nisra begamkein hasiyua. Turn the page, mila mila. So as a result, because the person is putting forth such a great effort to come back, to re-experience some level of godly understanding, because everybody knows, to the degree that a person puts forth an effort to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu from below, to that degree does HaKadosh Baruch Hu meet him from above. So to the degree that we put forth effort from below, to that degree does the Ribbono Shel Olam meet us halfway. The result of all this will be that a person will come to a deeper and a more mature understanding of their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and godliness. So what happens is that a person coasts for a while. We enter a comfort zone in our service of Hashem. Comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam and says, okay, you've been there, done that, you've been serving me at that level for a certain amount of time. The Ribbono Shel Olam throws the person, pulls the rug from beneath him, throws him into a discomfort. If you will, at times it appears to be, I'm no longer getting anything out of my davening. I'm no longer getting anything out of my learning. I'm no longer enjoying my Yiddishkeit. There's this darkness that comes over a person. And what that is, explains the Barnaim, is the Ribbono Shel Olam saying to the person, you've been coasting long enough there. Now go find me on a more mature level. Put forth a harder effort. And as a result, the person will come to a much deeper and more mature understanding of their relationship with Hashem. Ach, next paragraph. However, Mikol Mokayim, despite what we've said, even though that level of godliness that the person had beforehand has departed from him. So we'd imagine that the person was sitting in total darkness. Nonetheless, there is the remains behind from his first experience, a roishim. A roishim is an impression. Through that impression, yuchal ischazikom, that gives the person the ability to reach higher. Kibalav hochi, because if the person didn't even have some impression of their prior experience, the person would remain nowhere. They would totally fall out, the bottom would fall out, and they'd have nothing left after the Kedusha departs from them. Is Valyadei Hashoras Harishimu. But because there remains this indelible impression, is Mischazik Esatzme Kalma, that becomes the motivation from which the person puts forth the effort to reach higher afterwards. So true, they're experiencing a darkness. True, we're experiencing something. Something's wrong, something's off. But what's driving us is that somewhere in our minds, there exists a memory, an impression that was left by the first experience. And that becomes the motivating drive to go get more. Shekein teva hakdusha. This is the nature of kedusha. She'afilo achas siluka. Even after the kedusha departs, nishra achre oreshim. Kedusha leaves behind the mark. That's the nature of kedusha. He brings a fascinating proof to this. The proof is that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has packed his bags and left Yerushalayim, Chazal tells us that the Kedusha has never departed from the Kaisel, from the Western Wall. That becomes the model. That becomes the... Why? Because if Kedusha was there once, there's a Rishima there. This is the meaning of the pasuk that says seven times the tzaddik will fall and get up. Pirish, shenoyful. The purpose of unbelievable. The way the Maharam is learning the pasuk. The purpose of the fall is the ascent. Noifel liyos kam lemadregiyos. The Rebbeinu Shlom causes the tzaddik to fall, causes, and again, it applies to everybody. He causes us this discomfort. He causes us this empty feeling in order that we will put forth the effort to go higher. V'chol zehu b'tzaddik, avol mi she'enoi beged the tzaddik. A person who's not a tzaddik. V'akadosh baruch hu choshev machshavos levilti yidach mimenu nidach. A person is not a tzaddik, but the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want this person to fall away. V'roitza the karva yetzloi, and the Rebbeinu Shlom wants to draw that person to come close to him. Is azai machba she'en edovuk b'bayrisbuch, because this person is not connected to Hashem. Noifel l'makom adinim, the person falls into horrible places. Falls into severe dinim. What do you have there? No, Neufel. Neufel the Mokum Adinu. It's a typo. Kimishu Dovog Beboiri Yisbarach. However, a person who is connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Ein Olav Dinim, that person is not in a place of this harshness, Machmashu Dovog Bemekar Chaya Chayim, because after all, when you're connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom, who is the source of all life, so then you're not in this place of harshness. Shein sham din klal. Ubehepech, however, here's the danger zone. Mi shein edavok, a person who's not connected. Vaz mitzamtem esatz mekav yochal ela odam elokusi al makam shu sham. Bois and din and aboyin alav. So now we got to go back to what we learned last week. That what we're experiencing in a time of darkness, in a time of harshness, when we're not connected, is then we need to focus and say, hey, what's going on? I'm in a bad place. I feel abandoned. But we need to recognize that even in places that we feel, we assume that we are abandoned, that this place could not exist without the Rebbeinu Shlom sustaining it. So even here in my darkness, I'm going to find the Rebbeinu Shlom
That was what we discussed last week. That's what he's referring to here. Because the result of that statement will be the person will come close to Hashem. He will come to the seven be'eres, the seven wells. That is to cleave to Yiras Hashem, to the fear of Hashem, which is referred to as a well of living water. The reason it's called Be'er Sheva, the word Sheva, if you change the vowels, is Saveya, comes from the word of satisfied. A person who is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is satisfied in every which way. So, again, you have the level of the tzaddik and the level of the average person. And what the average person needs to do is to go and connect back through finding the Ribbono Shel Olam within their darkness. Says the Maranayim v'zeh v'yetze yankim mebe'er shova. The Pasuk says in our week's, in this week's Sedra, Yankim Avinu leaves Be'er Shava. Yankim nikre b'china madrega tachtoina loshen ikvayim. Yankiv comes from the language of Ekev. Ekev means he's in a very low place, right? That's a distinction between Yisrael and Yankiv. Yankiv is the Ekev. Yisrael is Rosh. Now, kishiyoytze mebchinas Be'er Shava, when the tzaddik leaves Be'er Shava, vayelech charana, and he goes to charana. What's charana? Shebo lemokem hadinim hanikra charain. Person comes to a place of judgment, which comes from the language of charain, which means anger, right? Charain af. Kimotol lecharin, says Rashi, when he came to charan, yoiv date lemeheda. He decided to come back. Ratzuloyma, that is to say, when a person experiences harshness, when a person's going through a bad time, and the person recognizes, hey, I think that I'm alone, but I'm really not alone. The Ribbono Shel Olam is here with me in the darkness. So therefore, I need to take the godliness that's here with me in this situation and use it to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person uses the experience as a catalyst to return to Hashem. The result of that is, says Rashi, miyad kofts le'aretz, immediately he experienced kfitzas haderech, shu eretz hachayim al yoin, immediately he came and found himself connected to eretz al yoin. Kinoida, why does the Ribbono Shel Olam respond so quickly? Because Chazal tell us that more than the calf wants to nurse, the mother wants to nurse the calf. Because this godly energy that exists in the world desperately wants to dwell within the human being. The only reason it can't is because on the receiving end, we're not worthy of it. But the moment the person makes a commitment to do tshuva, this is what the Zohar calls yain mayin nukvin, referring to the female waters, which is called the serusa de lasata. That's the desire from below. Miyad kof tzalei oret tzalei. Immediately, the Ribbono Shel Olam responds. K'meishom chazal mesayinos, like Chazal say, Haba losh of a person who comes to return, immediately he receives heavenly assistance. When a person recognizes that that's what's going on, miyad nimtokim hadinim, immediately he will experience a sweetening of the harshness that he's going through. And all of the situational things that the person is experiencing at that time will fall away, because the person zeroed in on what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to happen. He took the lesson, and as a result, there's no reason for the Ribbono Shel Olam to allow the circumstances to continue if the person said he got it. The Ribbono Shel Olam was trying to get the person to pay attention, to return, to do tshuva. He got it, so immediately the situation dissipates. Next paragraph. V'zeu shamar chazal. V'zeu shamar chazal. This is what Chazal tell us. Yitzias tzadik min amokim oise reishim. The language is that when a tzadik leaves the place, he makes an impression. Because the tzaddik, when he leaves the place that he was in his first level of his experience, he leaves an impression. As he said earlier, because of the impression that he left, the level that was there from his first experience, the person garners the strength. He goes higher and higher. Look at this language. We must believe with complete faith. If we are experiencing pain, suffering, heaven forbid, or any loss, even if it's a small loss, we must believe with complete faith. Hashem did this in order to arouse the person to come close to Hashem. That is the purpose. And that's how the Ribbono Shel Olam appeared to him at the place where he's at. Come and see. Masha'amu Chazal, how Chazal tells us, Ad heichan tachlis ha-yisurim. Chazal say, heichi dami yisurim. Give me an example of pain. Says the Gemara, afilu hichnis yodo l'toich kisa, teich Chazal, that if you think your change is in one pocket, you put your hand in your pocket, you discover the change isn't in there, it's in the other pocket, that's yisurim. Ki afilu bezeu ki yoytze bezeu. Even a situation like that or anything similar to that. Yamin, we must believe ki sham hu tzimtzim alakusi yizbarach ala isho, that a Ribbono Shel Olam is sending me a message in this experience. Bezeu yichoshev lerachem imetzloi. And instead of viewing it as being harshness, we should see it as being an act of compassion. The built yidach me and yidach, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling me he doesn't want me to fall away. When we really believe that, that really happens above. Then it turns out to be an act of chesed, of rachamim, of Hashem calling out to us from above.
That's to all of us.
All of us.
So when you have your hands full, you got 6 bags here and 3 bags here and 1 book under your arm, and things are beginning to fall all over the
place. No, that's where you were stupid.
Okay, thank you. There's a difference. I'm trying to figure out if there's a message
there.
He's
not talking about where you stuck your head in the oven.
Okay, thank you.
Somewhere where the oven fell on your head.
Right. Thank you.
This is the meaning that the pasuk says. Bitzar pikaducha. This refers to the rachmim that is contained in the judgment. There you go. We have a perfect example, live example. Says the Maranaim, this is the deeper meaning of the pasuk. Says the pasuk, you should understand from today. Pirish, that is to say, every day, every one of us will experience some form of pain. Nothing less than what we've discussed. Certainly every day, each one of us is going to experience at least something as uncomfortable as sticking our hand in the wrong pocket. I don't know, for some reason it's other people who are sticking their hands into my pocket to find money. I don't know what it is. Is v'yire b'chol yoyim. Therefore, v'yadata yoyim. Huh? Right. V'yadata, pay attention to what's going on in your life today. V'yire b'chol yoyim lahachnis hadas b'kirbay. Every one of us should pay attention to integrate this das into our lives, laham shechas atzmi, to draw ourselves, ayidei dazeh lemaila, to use these experiences, to draw ourselves above, lechay achayim baruchu, to the source of life. Kvesh omra kosev bidaitoi tohimais nivku, ayidei das, that the function of das is bo bikia, we're able to break all the way through, L'moke madregas tachtoinus, to the lowest of places, shem b'chinas tohoim, which are the depths,
V'zeh v'yedata ha'yoyim sh'yeh l'cho b'chines das min ha'ma'ura sh'b'chol yoyim. V'yedata ha'yoyim. Pay attention to your experiences today. Every day. What should you do? V'ashivoyis ha'levavecho. Return to your heart. Pirish ha'labayna. Return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sh'nikra tzur levavi is called the rack of my heart. Continues the pasuk. Ki Hashem, who midas harachemim. The pasuk says, Ki Hashem, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, midas harachemim. Hu elikim, what you perceive to be elikim, what you perceive to be harsh judgment, is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His compassion reaching out to you. Ki Hashem, hu elikim. Hadinim shabaolecha, that which you're experiencing as being harshness, shemirachem alecha, it is total compassion. Libilti yidach memenonil, the Rebbe Shalom doesn't want you to fall away. Bashamay memal, whether you are a person who is in the heavens above, upchinis tzaddik, that refers to the tzaddik, shemisalkim memenachias elyon, whether you are a righteous person, a tzaddik, who is in the heavens above, who the Rebbe Shalom wants him to strive higher. Or of Ala Aretz, who pchinis mishayne beged the tzaddik, that refers to those of us who are not tzaddikim, shenayflin mitachas, we fall below, lemakom adinim, ein oid, there is no other solution, ein oid eitz acheres, there is no other solution, and when we experience harshness and difficulty in life, ki the tzaddik nois neneit some of the maila yideizeh, the tzaddik is given advice from above, and for everybody else, we need to use the experience to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling out to us. Pay attention to what's going on in our lives. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is calling out to us moment by moment, wherever we're at. Every time we experience something which is a discomfort, a situation of any form of pain, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is calling out to us and saying to us, come home. Pay attention, ki Hashem hu elikim, that what you really think you're experiencing as being harshness and difficult is really Hashem's compassion. Baruch Hashem li olam, amen vi amen.